would be no matches for me. It could be because I am strong-willed and opinionated. eHarmony seeks answers from survey takers that have few responses that express frequently or very strongly. I purchased a subscription for Match.com and canceled within 72 hours. Why? Because the user interface did not appeal to me, number one, and number two, the results shown me were counter to my selection criteria. What did the user interface look like? Font size that looked like size 8 instead of the usual 12, graphics that were circa 1999, and a search filter that sucked balls. What happened after I canceled and considered the fee for a month a sunk cost? I continued to receive spam emails from Match.com, showing me email alerts stuck in transit from those that were not my target. How far off from target? Their bio specifically named descriptors I marked as deal breakers in my filter survey. That leads me to Tinder. Yes, it's true that one-third of the photos are headless torso gym selfies. It's also true that male profile holders who set their filter to meet cis women show fishing photos. Why are so many profile pics are group shots, in complete shadows or in shades? That I cannot answer. I'd suggest asking a pop psychologist or an anthropology scholar. What else matters? Feelings, preferences, recreational budget, and self-image count. But technology savvy matters quite a bit too. For example, did you know that Windows Phone users have a limited functionality to Tinder? I use an app made for my Nokia Windows smartphone called 610 for this social experiment. The downside? First, it's difficult to scroll and add any text to your own profile bio. Next, the app is buggy two-thirds of the time. Example, it often freezes and does not allow the user to log out. This is an important complaint because geolocate continues to be active if you're not logged out. You can do a Google search to read about the personal safety risk associated with this. This tutorial is not a substitute for professional input from a relationship therapist or a doctor of another kind. This is for entertainment purposes only and does not contain legal advice. The reader and user of any dating app assumes his, her gender-neutral liabilities and does not hold me responsible for any emotional injuries, physical harm, or financial setback. Acknowledgements. Special thanks to KS for editing suggestions for the ebook's introduction. Appreciation for fellow writer and cubicle flipper, E.T. Special considerations of 30-somethings. Note, this guide is for entertainment purposes only and not a substitute for legal or medical advice. Heteronormative bias. As a cis woman and heterosexual, I realize that I do not suffer the burden that society places on trans individuals. For instance, when I update my Tinder biography and alert my current Tinder matches via text, some have joked insensitively, "Oh, you scared me. I thought you were going to reveal that you're a transsexual." Phew. Please also do not judge cis men too harshly. In Tinder world, transparency is the code of conduct, even if it means disclosing details that you personally don't believe should matter in issues of love. Physical compatibility is a priority over tenderness in Tinder world, too. Just a caution. Also, our childhood was 80s fashion, shoulder pads and max headroom. As a result, we 30-something are a bit quirky with a lot to learn socially in the dating climate of 2015. Cis men reciprocate by oftentimes disclosing their height when they perceive that others might consider certain heights to be deal breakers. Their words, not mine. Dating individuals with children. I'm open to dating cis men with children from previous relationships. I'm also open to the idea of becoming aunt rather than stepmother to his children if dating develops into a long-term relationship. Child custody and co-parenting, I respect, so I believe the health of the children should be put first. You can decide if you'd like to date a person with children. Know that he will need to communicate with his ex for a lifetime for the good of their children. Some cis men who have shared custody of their children have not discussed his new decision to date with his ex, though his dating affects the whole family unit. My suggestion is to avoid dating anyone who would keep you a secret from his children or co-parent partner. As of the publication of this ebook, I have